This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS. Now, Rick Preuss and Lee Cohen, two guys that invite you to rub their bellies. Yeah, go ahead, rub it.
It's 9:35, and we're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, we have with us as a returning guest in the studio, all the way from New England, we have Kathleen Goodman, who is the author of the book, Puppy Possibilities. Welcome into the studio, Kathleen.
Great to be here, guys.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you. We so appreciate your traveling a distance to come into the studio. What brings you to Michigan?
Oh, we're out here for my niece's wedding and a couple of graduations, one high school and one college. So it's a good time to meet with family and back at the Mid-Michigan Pets family, too.
Well, we appreciate it. I know your dogs usually travel with you, but I understand, unfortunately, we had a little bit of a loss with one of them. Talk a little bit about that.
Oh, we did. We lost the poster boy of Puppy Possibilities, who, if folks purchased the book, they'd see on the cover. His name was Desi, and he was, I guess you would say, he was my heart dog. And we lost him unexpectedly. So it's been an interesting situation.
Well, how is it that, I mean, it's funny because you teach people the importance of establishing that relationship and socializing that animal. That had to be pretty tough when you grow very attached to the animal. How did you cope with the loss?
I decided that I would go through the hundreds of photographs that we have and do a video tribute, since after all, he was there at the beginning of Puppy Possibilities. So we cataloged all these photographs and decided to put the appropriate music with it. And since he happened to be the dog of my dreams, the first segment of music that you hear on that tribute is called The Dream. And the second segment is called Letter from Home as he progressed to getting older. So I invite you to view this video tribute, and maybe for those folks who have experienced this kind of loss, it might help you go through that same healing. And for anyone who has experienced that loss recently or in the past, or who is faced with that sort of decision-making process, don't count on the fact that you won't have to make a difficult decision down the road like we did. And it was very unexpected. But you know what? Going through your memories that you had with your special friend, as I did with Desi, going to your favorite haunts, which we have been doing, has really helped move forward. And we have two young dogs at home. One is 6 and one is just coming up on 10 months. So I've jumped back into all those venues I've enjoyed with him. And, you know, baby steps. Each step takes you forward, and thinking about what you're going to do with these newfound friends that you have. And these girls are giving me a run for my money, let me tell you.
Mm-hmm. Well, Kathleen, the one thing that I've always really appreciated having you on the show is you always have a unique perspective. In the past, we've always talked about puppies and puppy possibilities, and you would always bring to the conversation unique perspectives on how to think about how a puppy is thinking. But let's talk a little bit about on the opposite side, now that you've had to go through this difficult process with your dog. Help some people understand the perspective they might want to think about if they have a puppy or an adult dog that might be going through that. I'm thinking myself, and I have a dog that has some serious arthritis, and she can't move around as much. What kind of suggestions might you have to kind of stop, breathe, and think about the moment of what these dogs are going through?
For me personally, having said goodbye to many very special dogs, I've learned that it's really important for me to try and it's really difficult, I must confess, to put my feelings and my needs aside and to think about the quality of life for the dog. They give you a look at one point where you know they're saying, I really want to, Dad, but I can't. Your little cues that you may get in in advance of any sort of arthritic condition or possibly even the big C, cancer, or any of those horrible diseases that afflict some of our dogs, is to look for, you know, the graying face. The dog has a little less bounce to the ounce. And it seems like out of the blue, they start looking like they're aging faster than you. And, you know, those tough decisions are coming, and you can talk to your veterinarian about ways to help alleviate an arthritic situation. And I know with one of our Goldens several years ago, he was having difficulty walking, and we would use a beach towel because he really wanted to go outdoors to relieve himself or herself. And, you know, we did that for a little bit, but when it got to a point where you could see that just getting up to allow you to sling them to go outdoors, you could see the pain in their eyes. And for me, that was a signal to me that maybe I need to put them first instead of myself. With another Golden that we had that was actually a lymphoma survivor, he went through a different chemotherapy protocol called a MOP protocol. He was diagnosed at 8. We bought him 4.5 additional years of life. His name was Tucker. We were slated to come back out to Michigan in 2003. We were going out to the Golden Retriever National Specialty in Cleveland, and we're from Ann Arbor, so, you know, you try and combine family visits with fun things with your dogs, or we do anyway. And he was already entered in all these different events. He loved agility, so long story short, I decided, well, you know what? This dog has been such an amazing companion for me. If he feels like running and competing, I'm there for him. And people were saying, friends were saying, well, this must be Tucker's national specialty because he was the highest scoring veteran agility dog in a field of 65 dogs in the 10 to 12 year old age group while he was undergoing oral chemotherapy to take the first prize, which is called high in trial. Nobody could beat him time wise. And he just ran like he was a young dog again. And it was the greatest gift. And he got this huge 3-foot ribbon. I'm only 5 feet tall. And oh my God. And we have this great picture of him. And when we came back home and, you know, you could see him slowing down a little bit and he was already white-faced and all of that. But he gave me a look one day like, it really hurts a lot, Mom. I don't know if I can. And I thought about it, and then, you know, a few days later, it was even worse, and he was having trouble moving, and I thought, this is not fun for him. His quality of life has diminished to the point where he's looking at me as if to say, I'm sorry to leave you, Mom, but it's my time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I will not kid you, playing God, not a good thing. Wouldn't be my first choice at all. One of our other Goldens died in her sleep. Not an easy thing to wake up and find your dog on her bed, deceased.
But
if you have to choose,
yes,
you know, you pray that they don't have to suffer, that they die in your sleep. But you have to remember that you are the caregiver.
Right.
They look to you for everything. And hard as it may seem, difficult as it may seem on this path that you're seeing you may be going down, mm-hmm. Rick, I urge you to put your dog's quality of life first.
Yeah, it's a hard decision to make. And having just gone through that earlier this year, one of my older dogs hurt his ACL. And Dr. Lepinen, who's going to be a guest on the show in a couple of weeks, I spoke with him, and he was able to do surgery. And all of a sudden, when I see that dog take off running where he had been carrying that leg, and just you watch the deterioration of just total quality of life. And I'm sorry, but I don't know the value of money to a lot of people, but the suffering that my wife and I went through watching this dog carry his leg was more than either she or I could handle. And nice way of saying it is, we would rather be broke and see the dog happy have money in our pocket and see this dog miserable every second of every day because he couldn't even move.
That's right. And, you know, when we get this young puppy and we're smitten at that very first moment and we begin that adventure and there are all these milestones we experience as a family together, right, and our dogs do start fading. If everyone could think about, it's the one friend you will ever have that will offer unconditional love no matter what.
Well, Kathleen Goodman, I'm afraid to say that we're about out of time, but we want to thank you for coming into the studio and not only educating us about how to train our puppies through your book, Puppy Possibilities, but also to deal with the whole life tour with the animal that you just went through. Thank you so much for coming on the show. We've been talking this morning with the author, Kathleen Goodman, of the book, Puppy Possibilities. And Rick, after the break, we're going to continue the conversation about therapy dogs with Carmen Espinosa right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.
The dog that chases his tail will be busy. He's a happy dog. Rhythmic dog.